this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
The rest of the country has a heat wave. It presents an interesting opportunity for us. You get to watch other people complain about the heat, but not necessarily be the person complaining about the heat, which I really like this. Like, we haven't quite gotten there yet to where we're all miserable and it's hot as hell outside.
But it's early days.
Yeah, it's so early. But in other parts, it's also supposed to be like 103 degrees today in New York. 103 degrees, which is wild for them.
When do they start doing the weird stuff, like using popsicles in their orifices?
I think it's almost immediately. They don't know what to do. Look, that's
my favorite story out of New York.
But that's
several years ago.
That's the stuff that I'm here for.
Popsicles,
I'm here.
Don't go there.
Yeah, tell to them.
Don't do that.
This is my thing. It's all foreign. They're panicking. It gets that hot here. We don't panic. They panic.
We panic when it's the opposite. However,
no. Then it's a completely different story. But yeah, you'll get those stories of people like losing their mind over the heat. Like, for instance, the road buckling thing from Missouri. Have you seen?
Okay, to be fair, that was worth losing your mind over.
Oh, I don't think it's ever been captured. I mean, if it has been captured on camera, I've never seen it. But it can get hot enough to where a road can actually buckle. So it actually got like the moment the road snaps in two and kind of turns into a little mini ramp was captured on this video, as well as the car going over the ramp and catching actual air.
Ooh.
Here, listen. That's the road. That's the car. That's what it sounds like when a road snaps in two. Amazing.
I guess that happens here.
I'm sure
it does.
I remember
in Crockett, what it was, the roads were melting. Or whatever that was.
That's
a
right.
A few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Like
it was so hot, the asphalt was melting.
Yeah.
That wasn't like turning to soup or anything, but.
No, just it gets to the point where
it's. Damage the roads.
Yeah, it's goopier than it should be. And that's
not a good
thing.
You might have seen evidence of a road buckling. I mean, it's just if it's really cracked.
Yes.
Or like, there's like a massive protrusion. It's probably buckled.
Anything other, but
don't,
I mean,
don't drive over it.
What do you, don't drive? Well,
if you can help it.
Yeah. Otherwise,
drive along the shoulder.
Pull some Dukes of Hazzard move.
Till it's like clear and safe.
This other person. The other thing that people are getting into right now is fancy ice up there. This is the new, like if you're at a bar up in New York, what they're trying to do is focus on like very bespoke ice. Like, you know, try to freeze it.
Well, they can charge you more money for that.
Yeah, exactly. Just you know, things that will take your mind off of the...
And your money.
That, yeah. Like, you don't need special ice. You just need all the ice. You need more ice. That's the idea there. Anything gives you cool. And people are now saying that milk is, in fact, the best thing you can drink when it's that hot outside.
Really?
Which sounds like absolute
Why?
Sabotage. They say that it holds on to the moisture in your body more. Like water just, I guess, goes straight through you. Milk has the ability to, like, it's got electrolytes and it sticks around in your body. So you stay hydrated longer. If you go with milk, they call it the perfect drink for hot weather, packed with electrolytes. You want to experiment with that? Go right ahead. We have a great idea for you with popsicles, too. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3, the Bull, home for 10,000 for the troops. I know we still have a lot of people to thank because the cards have been coming in. But the big thing to remember is you've got until Thursday, which means you're down to like the last couple of days if you want to get us these cards.
Gotta hustle.
Yeah.
Gotta hustle, man.
For real. Like, but again, there is still time. You can drop them here at the Bull Studios or at Mack Hike Chevy. What's coming up in trending?
Well, science just gave Freddy Krueger a major credibility boost. Seriously, like, this is the story that'll make you afraid to fall asleep.
Fantastic.
And we're talking about it next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
So this is fun. Nightmares might have real consequences now.
How?
Well, too many of them can kill you.
No. Oh, too many of them?
Yeah. What does that mean? And are you having too many nightmares?
Oh, Lord.
What if you don't know?
But that's exactly. Oh, God. Yeah, what's the?
What if you don't remember your dreams enough to know if you're having?
What's the appropriate
too many nightmares
amount of nightmares to have? Like, these are all very bad questions to have to ask, I would think.
Or good questions. So we'll take a look at that. But first, let's talk John Party. Mm. Currently on his Honky Tonk Hollywood tour with Corey Kent and Cassie Ashton. Corey admitted that before each of the shows, the crew have a little ritual where they get together and play Spin the Bottle.
What?
But instead of a little kiss, the loser gets tased.
Tased.
Corey's been tased in the chest at least 6 times in the store.
Why would you?
Also, John does not. He is not involved. He does not partake.
Of course, he doesn't partake. John Party would see that and just turn around.
I don't
leave.
Know. We saw him in a video once where I think he got slapped with a tortilla.
Or
was he threatened with a tortilla? He was not amused.
He doesn't like. This is not the type of thing that he's into. Some are. He is not.
I mean, that'll get you pumped up.
He likes to do a lot of things. He likes to have a good time. That is not necessarily his good time is the problem. Wow.
They say they're going to ask him to join.
He already made his decision about that, guys. You're good.
Yeah, he's heard of it. He's heard of it.
He's aware.
He has not come out to find you. He doesn't want to be there. Corey swears, though, that Taser Roulette 30 seconds before the show leads to a better concert. It's electric. It's exhilarating.
Okay. All right. Would
you play Taser Roulette with your coworkers?
Would I play Taser Roulette with my coworkers? Absolutely not.
It would be me. Would you? Now you would?
You just
want to tase me?
No. I'm thinking about what the... I'm trying to put odds together in my head.
You're thinking, would it be a better show?
No.
I mean, at this point, I feel we've tried everything, so... Why not?
There's no way I'm not getting tased. There's only two of us, so it's 50-50. You're getting a really high amount of shocks. Corey Kent somehow has gotten hit 6 times. They do that. I don't want to get tased. That's the bottom line. But that's horrifying. That's absolutely horrifying.
Maybe Kristen Chenoweth should have been tased before she performed the national anthem.
Yeah, what
Sunday
happened
night,
here?
Game 7 in OKC. So people are wondering if she should be getting flack for this.
Okay.
She did it a cappella. I should tell you, it's perfectly on key.
Okay.
And the rockets ran black, the bombs bursting. That our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Amazing.
She's
a vocally trained singer.
She
trained in opera. They say it was a bit much.
I get. Yes, it is a bit
much.
Some
people just want to watch the world burn.
But that's insane. Like I don't know how she.
That's phenomenal.
And it was
a cappella.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
What do you want? Like, what are you looking for?
You just need something to complain about, don't you?
Unreal.
Don't you?
Wow.
Here's something legitimate to complain about. Nightmares could kill you, which ironically might give you bad dreams now.
Yes.
But this is from a new study in England. People who have a lot of nightmares more likely to age prematurely and also drop dead. Researchers tracked people for 2 decades, and the ones who had nightmares at least once a week were 3 times more likely to die before the age of 70. I would say that's not even that many nightmares.
That's not a lot of nightmares, man. That's entirely too normal of an amount of nightmares.
Why?
For that to be true.
Why?
Yeah.
They say it's because our bodies respond to stress, like in a nightmare, the same way we do to stress in real life. So that means you're dealing with prolonged elevations of cortisol, right?
Yeah.
And that's the stress hormone that's linked to the faster cellular aging.
Right.
So if you're just like constantly on edge always, well, yeah, I can see how that might take you out of the game a little bit.
What are you supposed to do about it? What are you supposed to do about that? Like,
get a massage. But seriously, I'm one of those people, I don't really remember all my dreams.
I think you're okay if you're not remembering them. Like, you can't, how do you even know they're happening? Like, you, yeah,
well, is
sure.
that worse?
No, I mean, potentially, if you're having nightmares all the time.
Or if I'm not even in a deep enough sleep to dream.
Yeah, that's probably also bad. Yeah, these are probably, like, multiple bad things, but I...
This all leads to more stress.
That's horrible.
That's what I mean. Like, what was it yesterday? We're green today.
Yeah.
Everyone just needs to be calm. We're all losing it slowly but surely. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie!
Money Minute Freebie means a free answer to the Money Minute. Mm. Now, we play that little game every day before 8:30. You have 60 seconds to correctly answer 10 trivia questions, and if you do, we give you $100.
How?
Not bad. Not bad. But you gotta sign up. TheBullHouston.com/contest. And should we call you today? You only need 9 answers if you're listening now, because one is lunar eclipse.
Hey.
There you go.
Sign up. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
You're welcome.
If you smell Sean... is cooking.
Sean Pendergast, after 24 hours of listening to people talk about Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
How do we feel?
The dust is settling, as they say, on the Kevin Durant trade. People seem, the ones that are interacting with me via the most, I would say, the most 2025 form of communication, Twitter polls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad, though.
So people express their feelings these days.
Yeah.
They vote in Twitter polls. I actually put up 2 Twitter polls in the last, I'll say, 48 hours since the trade of Kevin Durant to the Houston Rockets. And the first one was an approval poll. The second one was an if you don't approve, then why poll.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, I want to...
explain yourself.
You got these people that, you know, and it's only in the poll that I put up, it was only 10% of the people out and out disapproved of the trade. 90% either were okay with it or really strongly approved of it. That constituency was about split evenly, like 45-45, and then 10% didn't approve of the trade.
Yeah.
So I think, as I told you guys yesterday, most of the people I talked to disapproved of the trade because they just don't like Kevin Durant's vibe. They like he's a little thin-skinned on social media. He's turned kind of into kind of a heel character the last several years.
Yeah.
As it turns out, of the people who don't approve of the trade, 80% of them are just afraid that he's too old and he gets injured too much.
Mm. Right.
That's a normal basketball reason. So I feel a little bit better about the pettiness of the fan base over Kevin Durant. That's a conventional, pragmatic, sensible thing to be concerned about.
Hey, he's not going to be able to do as much as he was back 5-6
years ago. But he's still, when he's healthy, doing pretty close to that.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what's so tantalizing about this.
Because, like, you could get a whole, and you didn't unreasonably give up a whole lot for
no,
it.
Like, no, no, I mean, no.
You gave up
Jalen Green. That's the big name you gave up. I'm more upset that they gave up Dylan Brooks, who was kind of like a heart and soul guy on the team.
Yeah.
He's a guy who would scrape with the other team if things got messy. You know what I mean?
Like, oh,
he's an enforcer. He's that friend you need, right? He's like an enforcer. They call, you know, a goon back in the day. They call it
a goon if you're going to have KD over there.
Yeah, that poses the question, I suppose, who's the new, you know, who's the new enforcer on the Rockets? They've got plenty of guys, I think, who are willing to step up.
Yeah, you know, some large men.
In case anybody gets in KD's face, you know, send some of the lesser guys. Steven Adams is a good one. Steven Adams looks like Aquaman.
Well, Steven Adams, yes. Steven Adams is very...
Look him up, KD. He looks like Aquaman, I promise you.
Which Aquaman?
He's extremely large. He's a monster.
So
people are happy. That's what I'm here to tell
Sean,
you. People are happy.
Happy people.
Yeah, we do too.
Sean, thank you so much.
Have you found Steven Adams on the internet yet?
And his real name.
What?
What?
Stephen Funaki Heofa Kiloa Adams.
Oh, wow. He's got a Hawaii. Are you sure you got the right Stephen Adams there?
New Zealand.
Yeah, okay. He's a Kiwi. Does he look like Aquaman?
He does look like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, very, very close. Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We will hope you like nostalgia, and we hope that that nostalgia involves Disney.
Oh, my gosh. We have tickets to Disney 80s and 90s in concert, like a celebration of the biggest hits of your childhood.
They got a bunch of Broadway stars.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing them to the Smart Financial Center in Sugar Land,
mm-hmm.
and they're all going to just blow the place out with Disney tracks.
Yes, like, yes. So, and like larger than life animation and pyrotechnics, probably. I don't know. It sounds awesome.
That sounds like an incredibly happy, upbeat, and fun experience. This is not. This is Darker Disney.
We didn't understand the assignment.
Not really. But this is the game that we landed on.
Yes. So this is Fairy Tales Gone Feral.
Yeah, exactly.
Reimagined to sound a little bit like horror movies.
Yes. And we promise you, every one of the synopsises that Katie gives you is actually a Disney movie. Like, it is a... It is.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of the classic tales do not end the way Disney says they do.
And frankly, if you watch Disney movies later as an adult, you're left with a lot of questions.
Yeah, didn't take all that much work on our part.
Who was the good guy?
But the songs are still really great.
Yes, they are, and we all want to go. So if you want to win your tickets, 713-881-5500, just identify two out of the three Disney movies, you win. We'll get you on the phone next.
We should say these are four packs. So not even a pair of tickets, it's four packs
to
go see the best of two iconic decades as far as Disney is concerned.
I would say the best decades. That's really...
Really the only decades?
It's really the peak.
Sorry about you.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this? Caden, good morning. It's time to play Darker Disney. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Caden, remember, we're going to give you some twisted plots.
Yes.
You just tell us the Disney classic that's hidden therein, okay? If you can get two of the three of them, then you'll get to go to this really awesome concert of the best of Disney 80s and 90s.
And we promise each one of these is, in fact, an actual Disney movie.
First up, betrayed by his own blood, manipulated, exiled, his kingdom falls to decay under the rule of a tyrant who bathes in smoke, ash, and blood. But the dead don't stay silent. Voices whisper from the sky. To reclaim his crown, he must face the sins of his past and the family that destroyed him.
That's metal as hell. Caden, can you name the movie?
Is that Hercules?
Ooh.
Is it Hercules?
No, but that was a good guess.
That's a great guess, man. It's not the one we're looking for.
That actually would work. So, man, okay. That's like a half point.
Okay.
Next up, Caden. A young woman stands on the edge, caught between duty and desire. She's forced to choose between the life she knows or the man who could betray them all. In this forest, the spirits speak. Rivers run red, and the wind carries a warning. Only this time, it doesn't sing. It screams.
Wow. Wow.
Also, Caden, one of my favorite songs.
That little part gave it away. By the way, for me, I'm right there with you. Can you identify that Disney movie, sir?
I think that's Tangled.
Is it Tangled, Caden?
Oh, it is not Tangled.
Caden, we're sorry. Better luck next time. Take another shot at this. 713-881-5500. You want to play? You want to go see the 80s and 90s Disney celebration? Call us.
Frito and Katie playing Darker Disney.
Back to it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
It's Morgan.
Morgan, let's begin. It's Darker Disney time.
Just identify the real Disney movie from this twisted plot. Get two of them, and you are going to this amazing concert in Sugarland. So first up, betrayed by his own blood, manipulated, exiled. His kingdom falls to decay under the rule of a tyrant who bathes in smoke.
Lion King.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's got it.
All right.
Next. A young woman stands on the edge, caught between duty and desire. She's forced to choose
Frozen
between...
Frozen 2.
Oh, no, but also a great guess.
We are really coming up with some...
Because that also is wind heavy.
Wow.
Very wind heavy, that Frozen 2.
Okay, all right. So it comes down to this. One more Disney synopsis.
Yep.
For
this,
the
is,
win.
This is a shorter one, but I think you got this.
Yeah.
He survives, but never belongs. The law of the jungle is blood, and no one dies clean. If he stays, he'll be hunted. If he leaves, he'll be alone. Nature made him a creature of both worlds, but neither wants him alive.
Holy cow.
The Jungle Book.
She's got it. Well played. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas was the first one. Yeah,
Pocahontas.
I know. Yes, yes. Highly. The wind.
Yeah, she loves wind. The wind. She's painting of all the colors. Exactly.
The colors of it.
All right. I'm not screaming.
Morgan, you're going to go hear a whole lot of Disney performed by Broadway stars.
You're going to be screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the best way.
Hang on the line.
Wake up to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Good morning, Troy. All right, can I just ask in advance, what the hell did you do? Because this sounds extreme.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I don't know much, but I know that.
Yeah, so according to you, Andrea ditched you mid-date.
Yeah, man, she just, like, walked out. She just left during the trailers.
Troy, I'm going to ask again. What did you do?
I don't know. I swear. Like, she just out of nowhere, she stood up, grabbed her bag, and she just bounced. Like, she didn't say anything to me. Like, I thought she was just going to the bathroom. And then after 15 minutes, I got worried. And then I went to look for her. And that's basically when I realized, like, she had just completely up and left. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know where she went. But, yeah.
So you say you looked for her. You searched for her.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to the extent that I could. Like, I didn't call the cops or report her missing or anything. I just checked the lobby, concessions. You know, there was, like, a old lady that, like, check the women's bathroom for me.
Oh.
That's pretty much like all I could do, you know?
You enlisted a party.
Was this a blind date, Troy? Was this a situation where, like, you didn't know each other at all and then and she just dipped early? Or?
No, we've actually been out a lot, like several times, like successfully. And one of them was also to the movies. So it's not like she had a problem with, like, going to the movies.
Yeah, with that kind of thing.
Right.
Like, anytime we went out, she seemed like she was always having fun. I thought we were having a good time, so.
Right, and there's nothing you can think of that would, like, put her off so completely, like, so quickly that...
Guys, I have no clue. Like, no idea whatsoever. Like, I was hella mad in the beginning, but then I started to get a little worried, like, what if she was in a crisis or had some kind of, like, emergency or something. Sure. I sent her a few messages. I tried calling her, but after a few hours of not hearing anything back, like, I could only assume it was me. So, like, if something else had been going on, like, I think she would have said something
by now.
I don't know. That's just kind of like when the wheels started turning in my brain. I figured whatever I did, it was probably pretty bad. And so I need to fix it with something awesome.
Did that fall through? Or was this always the plan?
Like this.
I mean, of course, y'all were my first choice. I listen to the show every day. Like, I know that there are times when, like, you can't do anything about it, but I know you guys also help people, so that's exactly what I need.
It's very kind of you, man. And we need to know there's not, like, obviously, like, another girl or some, you know, secret family she could have found out about, so nothing like that.
No, there's nothing. There's no, like, wild, scandalous secret or anything in my closet, I promise you. We were just going to watch a movie, as far as I was concerned. We might have been rushing a little more than usual to get there. Like, I was not gonna lie, I was 15 minutes late, but, like, that's all I can think of.
Right. Okay. So we're just gonna mentally prepare ourselves for the worst on this one, just so you know.
Yeah. But at that point, I think we're all on pins and needles.
Yeah.
We want to know what's actually going on.
All right. So we'll call Andrea and we'll get this thing sorted. That is next on Frito and Katie.
Houston, I have a problem.
Poor Troy. she would have said something, right?
Yeah. Of course she would have.
If she
of course she
could.
Would. She
got arrested or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, that would be fun.
Well, that would make this next part difficult because I do think we have her on the phone. Hey, is this Andrea?
Hi.
Hey, Andrea, we're Frito and Katie. Look, I need you to keep an open mind here because odds are you're going to have a problem with part of this.
Why would I have a problem?
Yep.
So, this is about Troy. You know Troy, right, Andrea?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Now, for your last date, we know you went to the movies and you did not leave with him. He said you didn't make it through the trailers before you just kind of dipped. So we were wondering, like, if there was...
Did he tell you why?
He didn't.
No. Because I don't know why. You didn't say a word to me. You just got up and
left. Is this really necessary?
Right. Well,
he's
on the phone.
It's probably not necessary.
Yeah. Is that a problem, Andrea? Like, do you need us to put him on hold?
No. Okay. I mean, it's serious, but not that serious. Okay. And honestly, it wouldn't matter. It's not like he's going to hear anything I'm about to say anyway.
Well,
he made that clear time and time again out on our dates. We've had this conversation multiple times. I do not like butter in, on, or around my popcorn, okay?
Huh.
Okay, so hang on.
Yeah, what are we...
Well, he put butter on the... Butter on the popcorn.
Right. Is that...
You put butter on the popcorn?
Is that it?
Hear me out, okay? We'd already been to the movies.
Yeah.
This was our second time going. When we first went, he dumped all this butter all over it, and I told him he could have it all. I hate that movie butter. It's just like the grossest thing. The way it clings to your fingers and everything, it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
It's not even butter.
True.
It's some kind of flavored oil. So anyway, he apologizes, which I appreciated. But it wasn't necessary. He didn't know.
Okay.
It wasn't on purpose. He even went and got me a new bag with no butter, which I thought was really sweet.
Yes.
Dude.
You know, but for this date, we were running a few minutes late, but we decided to divide and conquer. I'd get the seats and he'd get the snacks. So I reminded him, no butter, please. He laughs because, I mean, I'm passionate about that damn butter, okay?
Right.
Clearly.
He knows. So what does he come back with? A bag so slick with freaking oil. Oh, and I'd ask for a Dr. Pepper, and he brought me back a Coke. Like, yeah, that was it. That was it for me.
Okay,
two. First of all, I don't remember you saying that in the car. I'm pretty sure I asked you if I could get some, and you nodded yes. You nodded yes.
Did
you? Nodded yes.
I guess I just assume you'd order two popcorn. I'm not your mother. I don't police what you eat. Get butter on your popcorn. Go freaking nuts. But if I asked you multiple times, you better not come sit down next to me until you got a bag of unbuttered popcorn. Like, why is that so hard for you?
All right. I think we understand where you're coming from, but, like, is this a little... I don't know. I mean, you're this angry over, like... Movie butter?
It's not, no.
Like, oh my God, it's not about that.
Yeah.
It's not even about the butter. It's just about how he doesn't listen. Like, I say things and he just, like, I don't know, it's like he willfully ignores me. I don't know how it's possible for him to get the message on something like that.
Okay, calm down for just a minute. I do remember the first time, but that's why I asked you, is it okay if I get butter this time?
Why would I have said yes if I'd literally just asked you not to put any on mine? Why would you even ask? Like, I'd already answered the question.
Good point.
I don't know. I wanted butter.
I mean, like, if we're going to share popcorn or anything, I mean, like, I don't know, our lives, I just need you to listen to me when I speak. It's bad enough that I have to deal with this at work. I can't have it happening at home, too. Jesus Christ.
Has this ever happened to you before?
Are you kidding me right now? I literally just said that. Why don't you men listen to what women say? I swear, I'd say it's a gap in your short-term memory or something. But come on, be better. I mean, I'll admit, this is probably an overreaction to Troy and our situation. But I'm telling you, this happens to me all the time, and I'm so freaking sick of it. Troy's like a really super nice guy, but damn, open your ears once in a while, okay? Okay, Troy? Okay, the entire male population?
All right.
Okay. Well, right.
Well, you said it. This behavior is not limited to Troy, so that's good. Hang on the line. This, oh, man, this really hits close to home.
Why? Why? Like,
why?
It's
this happens all the time.
It's not that common.
You know this. I make you go and say things to people after I have already said them.
Okay, well,
because it's like mine is the primer.
Yeah.
And then you go and say the exact same thing. And then it's, oh, wow, I never thought about it. Like, oh, great idea.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is a good excuse. Does this?
And I'm not saying you like take all the credit or anything. No. But sometimes you just need to amplify the women in the room
because often, familiar.
Their opinions
like went you have to say it in a big, deep man voice, or like
our ears don't hear it. Is it like the frequency at which we speak, like the sound waves just don't fully penetrate your eardrums, or
do you find this a problem in your life? Does this
like in some area,
in some form or fashion?
Maybe it's you feel like it's your husband. Maybe it's your boss.
Maybe it's coworkers. Who knows? Yeah. Does this affect you?
713-881-5500 is our number. Call us. Actually, I think you did used to do this to me.
What do you mean?
But now you don't. Now we're.
I don't know.
In sync.
I don't know. I can see. I do know that it happens.
I know you know because
clearly.
Because you
have brought it up to me many times.
And you've noticed it.
I
it's not in my head because you've noticed it.
I wonder how
Admit
universal.
It now.
I've noticed it. I wonder how universal it is, which we will find out. Howdy. Talk to us. What do you got?
That's just a male trait in general. She's never going to find a man that is going to listen to her exact words. And it's probably why she's still single, honestly.
Could be.
But there's got to be give and take. Even now, after being married for almost 18 years, my husband still kind of, I think they're just mechanically wired to tune out your wife's voice at a certain frequency.
You think it's physiological and accept it.
No man is perfect. And if she finds Mr. Perfect, there's going to be a moment where he's going to slip.
Or he's a serial killer.
And she's
going
to use that. Oh my God! If her voice was like nails on a chalkboard for me, and maybe it sounded like she was from maybe New York.
Oh,
or
you were already tuning her out. You said you're thinking it was like, hey, she's so obnoxious that you just.
See, I thought maybe you're talking about that nagging because you know there's a tone.
I was wanting something like severe to happen on this one. I'm like, the mystery's building up, and I'm like, this is gonna be good, and it's movie butter.
You wanted severe. Yeah. You wanted a real tragedy. It was just
an actual body in the closet.
It was just a man not listening, and that's just, okay.
It was just right. Men.
I was trying to find, like, the wife on social media with the kids, and he's stepping out. Like, I wanted the drama, but now we got popcorn butter.
Hey, thank you so much. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Well, I really think they were married in the past life. My goodness, they sound like me and my husband.
So, have you noticed this as a thing? Like, has this happened in your life?
At first, I was like, man, she's angry. Why is she so angry? But then I was like, maybe I should be more angry because she's right. My kids don't listen to my voice, my husband, most men in my life don't.
You have a pleasing voice.
It does.
Why don't they listen to us? What is wrong with
you,
them?
You have a voice you get paid to use, Katie, and no one listens to you. This drives her. This legit drives her bonkers. It drives my wife bonkers. I can tell you it's not intentional, but it's. I don't know why it happens, but. It's like it just happens. I can't figure it out. I'm sure it's not intentional with Troy. Maybe it could be. I don't know. But like, why?
Well, I feel like the people that do it, they do it all the time. So it's not like you're being ignored by every male or every
certain
child
males.
On the planet. It's just certain ones. And they're almost predisposed to do it every time you say something.
Every time you
and
want
so
to
at
speak.
The workplace, that's also very difficult. But I mean, if it's your husband, that's
hard to navigate.
Awful. But
yeah.
But at work, it's like if you have to talk to this person repeatedly, I mean.
Might as well start sending emails just so you have receipts.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, no just doubt. Print it out and
this
hand
is a
it to follow them.
Up from our conversation. Here
no
you go.
Doubt.
I lost my voice. I wrote it down. Here you go.
Hey, thank
hey,
you so
I
much.
I have somebody that really wants to say hi. Can he say
yeah,
hi?
Absolutely.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey,
Hello.
Wee
Who's
man,
this?
What's up?
My son, Ethan, he listens with me every morning.
Oh, Ethan,
thank you so much. You'll have a spectacular day, okay?
Have a great
Thanks,
one, Ethan.
You.
All right.
Bye.
No one listens to Katie or any woman, apparently.
God knows Frito doesn't.
So, if you found this to be true in your life, that for whatever reason, guys just don't.
They tune you out.
Like if
you gotta repeat yourself all the time.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I feel like you're going crazy.
Alejandra, let's talk people just deciding not to listen to you. How often does this happen?
This is hilarious. This is hilarious. Troy is dodging a bullet, for sure.
He's dodging a bullet.
Yes. I am the only woman in my household. I have all sons. I have my husband. Honey, it's just a men thing. You either need to get over it or move on because it's just going to happen. You need to figure it out, come up with a better solution because your kids aren't going to listen to you either way.
See, the it's training. It's
the text
training
messages,
for the future.
Yeah, are universal that this is life. It's like getting mad at gravity. Like you just,
exactly.
you just can't. Like this is
I find
a
it nuts. It's the first
nature.
Time it's ever happened to her.
I really may
Right, like how old is she? Like that's wow.
It's just normal. You know what I mean? Like okay, yes, not all men are like that, so we should not judge all men for it. Most but time. I mean, people don't always hear the first time. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't listen to everything either.
Well,
clearly,
you usually, I mean, obviously you don't notice when you don't hear something, right? Like, but
exactly.
when someone else isn't listening to you, I mean, much, much more obvious. Look, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rick. I try and catch y'all still every morning. I love y'all.
Hey, love you, Rick. All right, so what do you think about this? Does this hit home?
Man, you know, if you really cared about somebody, you listen to what they had to say. You know, I've been through that situation. And, yeah, if you're not really here, I mean, from a man's point of view, when I wasn't really in her, I didn't listen. You know, but I bet if she would have talked about monster trucks or football or something like that, it'd have been on every word.
So you're saying that this isn't
just
something.
If she was more interesting.
Yeah, he wasn't. No. He wasn't interested. If he's interested, he'd listen.
Yeah.
If he's really cares, he'd listen. Yeah, he'd listen.
I mean, he's just looking at you know, what am I going to get after the date?
Ah, in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
in which case,
you know,
you don't need
I mean,
to listen, I guess.
yeah. I'm just looking for the end thing, you know.
Rick, thank you so much.
Just words to look out for then.
All right.
Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it.
Yeah, all right, man. Y'all love y'all, man. Y'all take care.
We love you, Rick.
Too, Rick. All right, Brittany. Thank you for joining us today. So, does this hit home? Do you hear what she's talking about?
I do, and it's not as a personal problem. It's actually my coworker that I'm training, and it's really aggravating. She's a younger female in a construction field, and when she tells the guys something and they don't listen, and I turn around and tell them the same exact thing, I've dealt with them for 3+ years, and they do it. And it's like, guys, this is your site admin that you're supposed to listen to. Don't ignore her just because she's a young female and you can't hear her.
Interesting. You can't hear her. See, so this is, as a female, you don't have this problem, but you see other females have it.
Did you have this problem? Is it something that you also had to kind of fight through, but now you've been with them so long, they respect your authority?
I will.
I was raised by a woman that worked in construction, and then I also worked in construction just kind of from the start, so okay. I knew how to deal with men.
Gotcha.
So what's the secret? How do you get people to start listening?
Rough them up. Find the biggest one.
Is that it? Take them down? Yeah.
In front of his friends?
Pretty much. You show them that you ain't going to take crap, and then they'll all follow in line.
You ain't going to take no crap. That's it. Just flame on them once or twice.
So how do you
twice.
Do that in an office job?
That's a good question.
You know, so you don't get the cops called.
Well, yeah, with an HR
what's
and everything.
Equivalent?
Yeah.
I work in payroll, so if they want to get paid, they're going to listen to me.
There
hey,
it is.
Dude, okay. Yep.
There
okay.
it is. That's
okay.
hitting them where it hurts.
I like it. Brittany, thank you so
Y'all
much.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Frito and Katie on the Bull, home of 10,000 for the troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who is making Katie's life very interesting over there. Lots of paper cuts.
Don't know why I'm the only one counting these cards, but here I am.
It depends how well you want them to be counted, because I'll make some stacks yep. for you. I don't yep. know. But yes, yep. thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone that's gotten us these cards. You still have a few days to get them to us. We need them by the 26th. You can drop them off at Mack Hike Chevy. In Katy, very easy to do that. You can also drop them off here at the Bull Studios. I would not worry about mailing them to us at this point because, again, in hand by the 26th, right?
There's that chance we won't get them, and we want to make sure Boots for Troops has them so they can get them where they need to go, which is in the hands of our forward deployed.
What's coming up in trending?
I'm really trying to dance around this as best what? I can, but old things have a smell, right?
Yeah, the absolutely.
Library books have a smell. It's one of my favorites.
Antiques. Going to an antique store.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Do you ever smell a wallpaper book? Is that just me getting high off the glue?
I don't.
Entirely possible.
A wallpaper. I'll take your word for it. But yeah, I think everyone knows the smell, right?
Old people?
Yes. Is that not to be said or something? Yes.
Have a distinct sense.
Why are you looking? Is this like offensive to the? Do old people find this offensive?
See, I thought that maybe they did, but it turns out that no, it very much is a thing, and actually, it can be cured.
No, it can't.
This is weird. Hang on, I'll give you the details next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
Again, I feel bad just saying.
I don't. You're looking like you're trying
smell,
to choose your words so care. Old people have a smell. When I am old, I will smell like an old man.
You will, and it's a
like my father and
it's
grandfather
a real
before
thing,
me.
And it's a crazy thing, and it's not like. It's not like, oh, yeah, it's mothballs and butterscotch candies and
yes.
cabbage, right? It's like a distinctive...
Are you saying... You're saying
a distinctive odor.
Baked in biologically.
Yes, and it's not hygiene related.
Really?
It's like a compound.
Okay. Okay.
Like I said, this is strange, and it deserves some time, so give me a second. First... Speaking of old, it's been a long time, 32 years, in fact, since Dolly Parton has been in Vegas for an extended run.
Did she book a residency?
Just announced a 6-show mini res at Caesars this December called Dolly Live in Las Vegas.
I was afraid you were going to say the Sphere.
Oh,
and,
no.
And the reason is, can you even imagine the acid trip that a Dolly at the Sphere show would be? Because the Kenny one was a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go. I just watched the videos. That there was a lot going on there. Dolly Parton is turned up about 50 times since then.
So many rhinestones.
So many butterflies, so much pink. I don't.
The world isn't ready.
I don't know that they
and
are.
Neither is she. So
yes,
Caesar's
okay.
Palace
Caesar's,
it is.
Caesar's it is.
So the show runs December 4th through the 13th, and fans can expect all the classics. 9 to 5, Jolene, I Will Always Love You, and more.
Yes.
Tickets go on sale Wednesday, and some of the VIP packages include backstage access, photo ops, and hang time in Dolly's Rhinestone Lounge.
All right, so tickets go on sale Wednesday, and they will sell out Wednesday 1 minute later.
Oh, especially those VIP packages. Like,
good
they don't
night.
Expressly say that Dolly will be in the lounge, but
I don't think it
sure
matters. I think she'll sell this out in about 60 seconds. This is insane.
And this is, of course, in addition to the rock song with Motley Crue we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
the Broadway musical that's on the way.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, she's being honored with a humanitarian award at the Oscars this fall. Nice to be Dolly Parton these days.
Wow.
Dolly Parton once dressed as a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, you might remember.
Yes, famously.
It was very recently,
famously.
Actually.
Yeah, it's a big moment.
Was it last year or the year before?
2 years ago, I thought. Maybe, but yeah, we all know the outfit. Like, holy cow.
It was during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was for the halftime show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So, we've talked about this before, not here, but forever. Professional cheerleaders really didn't make any money.
No, at all.
I think they're making a little bit more now. Like, I found a story that said they did get a salary increase. So, like, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders who have the Netflix series America's Sweetheart.
Yes.
There was a 400% salary increase for them. So, they went from $15 an hour to $75.
Well, of course, they have a Netflix deal. I mean, I honestly, $75 an hour seems light considering how many people watch that show.
Right.
But, you know, take what you can get.
But in this, they were talking about, I guess, how they get a lot of perks. So they were trying to make it look a little bit better.
Okay.
So this was discussing hair makeovers and some other examples from other episodes.
Our sponsorship showcase gives our corporate partners the chance to showcase their products and all the great things the girls get as a cheerleader. Experts that love these makeovers.
Nails and lashes. You guys receive one nail kit per week. Botox and the fillers.
A beautiful custom wig, sew-ins, ponytails, silk presses, all the good stuff.
Lash lifts. Girls get the lash lifts.
For sure.
We get you $60 a week in meals that you guys can have.
We actually have a surprise for y'all.
So we are all going to the Bahamas together.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
I just don't...
That sounds like... It's relatively new. Because I feel like we've read in the past, they were responsible for all of these things, but
right.
No one was helping them out with it.
So they had to find a way to do a deal.
You had to get your hair done and your makeup done and all this professionally done. And if you didn't, well, they'd probably kick you off the squad.
There's no probably.
And so you weren't making any money. And then what money you did make had to go back into the look.
So it was
more the prestige of being a cheerleader and what you could maybe do with it later in terms of like your social media following and all of that. But I'm glad to hear that maybe it's turned around a bit. And so
I don't think it has. That sounds like office pizza party nonsense to me. I mean, just a really fancy version of it. Because like you said, you need this stuff. Like, okay, great. So they're not having to go out on the side to find a salon in Dallas that will give them like an NIL deal to do their hair. That's awesome. Love that. You know, they got a plastic surgeon guy who just come in and hit him with the Botox. That's great. It's not the same thing as like rent money. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and I, $75 an hour, maybe they're doing fine. It's just, this feels like someone going out and trying to clean up the fact that America found out we don't pay Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Exactly.
And I'm suspicious. That's all I'm saying. That's it. I'm not saying they need to pay.
We were trying too hard, but now they're saying they make an estimated $150,000 a year.
Plus
additional money off appearances and all that.
Show me a W-2. Show me a W-2, I'll believe it.
And they're always working, so.
Yeah, they are busy.
Watch the season report back, I guess. Now back to old people smell. Like I said, it's a compound. It's called 2-nonenal-nonenal. Not sure how to pronounce it, but it is created by chemicals in the body breaking down over time, which is actually very disturbing.
It's the decay of, it's the smell of decay? Okay, that does sound offensive.
Of a living organism.
I was like, oh, no, this is fine.
But
no,
old
it's your body.
Secrete it.
Wow. It's an actual chemical.
Produces that smell.
Mm.
So they say, though, that there's a chance you can fight this. Eating mushrooms up to 4 times a week might help eliminate it, especially like shiitake oyster or button mushrooms.
Really?
Because there are rare compounds found in them that work from within the body to combat the formation of this
if you don't have old chemical, like if you eat whatever it takes to get rid of the old chemical, then you no longer have the old smell. That's basically
that
what
very,
it
like.
Not bad.
I don't know what to do with this information because I find
mushrooms.
It helpful, but also alarming.
I'm getting older every year. I need them mushrooms. I don't know when it kicks in.
They say if you don't like mushrooms, there are mushroom extracts you could try, or you could just add more legumes, peas, soy to your diet.
Never gonna
and
hurt.
That might help. But they say, yeah, the key to this is mushrooms. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Kevin, good morning. How are we feeling?
Good morning. I'm feeling pretty good.
You sound ready to take a crack at this.
Right, I'm bushy-tailed.
Yeah, I know. So it's the Money Minute. You're trying to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. Just say pass. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end. But once you give an answer, you can't change it. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, is Katie ready?
I'm ready. Yellowstone National Park is primarily located in what state?
Wyoming.
Before it sank, what was the Titanic's original destination?
Pass.
When the Earth is exactly between the moon and sun, so none of the sun's rays can hit the moon, is that a solar or lunar eclipse?
It's a lunar.
Where would you find stalactites?
Pass.
Who plays the genie in the 2019 live-action adaptation of Aladdin?
Pass.
What is the hardest substance in the human body?
Pass.
According to Waylon and Willie, mamas don't let your babies grow up to be what?
Cowboys.
What is the closest star to Earth?
Closest star. Pass.
What is celebrated on November 1st and 2nd in Mexico?
Cinco de Mayo.
A visible mass of tiny water droplets or ice crystals floating in the atmosphere is called a what? You can see them if you look in the sky.
Let's review.
Yes, let's go over the quiz. Before it sank, the Titanic was heading to
New York City.
Yeah, New York City. Where would you find stalactites? A cave.
A cave. Yeah. Right.
Stalactites. Those weird formation things. Who plays the genie in the 2019 live action adaptation of Aladdin?
Will Smith. Not as good. He wasn't bad. I'm not saying he's bad. It was not as good.
No one could really live up to that.
That's what I mean. Just don't.
You shouldn't have tried it again.
That's really rolling the dice there, man.
The hardest substance in the human body? Tooth enamel. Tooth enamel.
Okay.
The closest star to Earth? The sun. What is celebrated on November 1st and 2nd in Mexico?
Dia de los Muertos.
There
we go.
And then a visible mass of tiny water droplets or ice crystals. It's a cloud.
Yes.
I was just trying to be like, you can see them from the...
Of which we have numerous all over the city and have all summer long. Cross your fingers.
Usually
that
do.
Will continue.
Yes.
Kevin, great try, man.
Yes.
Jump in. Enter again. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull. Yes, we are getting very, very close to the 26th, which is our deadline for 10,000 for the troops. But let's not forget... We're getting close to the deadline, which means we're getting close to the end of June, which means we're getting close to the beginning of July, which means it's almost time to get as American as you can get with the 4th of July celebrations. And we got a lot for you to get excited about.
Yes, because we've teamed up with Weston Houston Medical Center for an epic little weekend getaway, potentially.
Mm.
Now, we're giving away tickets. Reserved seats, because the event itself is free.
Yes.
It's the Star Spangled Salute, the one the Houston Symphony does.
Yeah.
It's out at Miller Outdoor Theater, and it's the fireworks spectacular, okay? But yeah, we have your VIP seating, essentially. So you don't have to get out there super early and do that weird thing where, like, everyone's afraid to move or go
guys,
anywhere
we've
or
all,
pee or...
We've all been here.
Yes.
Having blocked off seats to where you don't have
worst.
To fight, that's...
But
prize.
Very necessary. But very necessary if you don't have reserved seating.
If you haven't ever had it, this will change the way
you
live.
You would think, but it's fireworks. They're in the sky.
Uh-uh.
Every seat. No.
Uh-uh.
No.
Nope.
You'd
nope.
be wrong.
Nope.
You'd be absolutely
nope.
wrong.
Nope. That's it's important. And that is what we are giving you today.
Yes. And should you win, you will get entered into a grand prize getaway, which is actually... staying the weekend at the Weston Houston Medical Center. So they're going to provide free parking, free shuttle to Miller Outdoor Theater for the fireworks. And also, I think they're doing Wicked the next day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're
right,
doing,
so
yeah.
you can
guys,
watch that.
Now you don't even have to drive.
Free breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, watch the fireworks. You don't have to fight the traffic out.
Yeah.
Just go right back to the hotel. And
a beautiful thing. Cool. Beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's how it should be done. 713-881-5500. What are we going to do? Is it country today?
Is it country? So, essentially, real or fake song titles.
Yes.
We will give you three.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get all of them.
Three for three today.
But if you do, you get your VIP seating.
Okay.
For the Star Spangled Salute.
All right. Let's see what you guys can do. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
Are you ready to get American today?
Oh, yeah. You can't beat country music, and you can't beat country song titles.
No, you can't. This is It Country, and the bar is high.
Yep, got to get all three of these.
But Americans don't run from a challenge.
No, we do not.
And neither do you. Well, of course you don't. You're an American. I don't. Who's this?
That person did.
Good morning.
Yeah, they
ran right away from a challenge, but you did not. You are still here. What is your name?
Anna.
Anna. Good morning. This is It Country? And it's pretty simple. Country music has a lot of things going for it, one of which is amazing songs. Another is amazing song titles.
Mm-hmm.
That is what this game is built around mm-hmm. today.
So we're going to give you three different ones. Your job is to tell us, yes, that is a real song, or no, that's a title we just made up. Now, you don't have to say who the song is by, who the artist. We don't need that.
Doesn't matter.
It's just real or fake.
Yes.
Got to get all three of these to secure your VIP seating for the Star Spangled Salute. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Number one, Nothing Between Us But the Lord. Nothing Between Us But the Lord. Is that real or fake?
Oh, let's go with fake.
It is fake. It should be real. Someone write that.
That is considering the ones that are real. I don't know how that hasn't. That anyway, we are one for one. We're still alive.
Okay, next up, Way Too Pretty for Prison. Way Too Pretty for Prison. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with fake.
It's a Miranda Lambert song.
That is a Miranda Lambert.
No.
I was like, I've heard that somewhere before. Excellent work. Thank you for playing today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Hi, this is Teresa.
All right, Teresa, this is It Country? So let's see if you can tell if these country music titles are real or fake.
Waiting to be written is how I'm going to look at them.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
This is a million-dollar idea for somebody. Okay, so you have to get all three of these, okay? All three of them to secure your VIP seating. So first up, Nothing Between Us But the Lord. Nothing Between Us But the Lord. Is it country? Is that real or fake?
Fake?
Yes. Correct.
We are one for one.
Woo.
One for one.
How about Way Too Pretty for Prison? Way Too Pretty fake. For Prison.
Fake.
That's jamming everybody up this morning. Thank you so much for playing today. All right, so this might take us a minute. That is fine. 713-881-5500 if you want to play. If you can go three for three, we're going to reward you with some 4th of July magic. Back after this. This could take a second. Not a big deal, because again, I think the prize is worth the effort. Reserved seating on the 4th of July, y'all. Possibly a hotel stay for the 4th of July, y'all. All you got to do is go three for three, and is it country? Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Taylor,
let's get started today.
Okay, Taylor, if you heard the game, you're just identifying whether or not the song title we give you is a real song or something we just made up, okay? Is it country? Got to get all three to secure your VIP seats for the Star Spangled Salute. So first up, Nothing Between Us But the Lord.
Fake.
Correct. How about too pretty for prison? Way too pretty for prison.
I feel like that one sounds kind of real.
It is kind of real.
Okay, all right.
Miranda Lambert. And for the win, Taylor. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
I'm going to go with real.
Hell yeah, it's real. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I love it. That's one of my favorite holiday songs. That wasn't
I definitely, you know, I'm surprised my family, out of all of them, didn't grow up singing all that, you know?
Taylor, start on the 4th of July. Why not? You're going to be having a great time. Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're also in it for the grand prize, Taylor, with that Westin holiday getaway weekend, okay? So we'll be calling a winner for that on Friday. So let's get you those VIP seats for Star Spangled Salute.
Frito, Katie, the Bull.
If you smell...
Sean
is cooking.
Astros.
It's a big week this week, man.
Very big week.
It's a big week. The Astros, I saw a stat yesterday that said that the Astros, between now and the end of the year, Katie has a horrified look on her
face.
I'm
sorry. I just keep reading about Stephen Adams.
Yeah, you know, his father. Come off of this dude.
Yeah.
His dad settled in New Zealand and fathered 18 children.
18?
With five women.
Hey, okay. Well, with five women.
With five?
Yeah.
So Stephen Adams has 17 either full or half brothers and sisters.
That means there's 17 other Stephen Adamses.
There's a lot of Aquaman out there.
Two of his half sisters are athletes. Dame Valerie Adams.
Yeah.
Dame is a dual Olympic gold medalist and four-time world champion shot putter.
Oh my
Lisa
God.
Lisa Adams is a para athlete who has won gold at the Paralympics in shot put as well.
See, I was gonna say some stocky.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, these are some workhorses.
And some New Zealand basketball teams for their siblings.
He basically filled rosters and rosters of New Zealand basketball.
Yeah, they were their own team.
Imagine being in New Zealand high school and having to play against four of him.
Can you imagine being at that family reunion and like the crick you'd get in your neck from having to look up at everybody? At least me. I'm only 5'9".
How do you feed?
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Strohs. So I saw a tweet yesterday with a great number to get you happy. We already got people happy about the Kevin Durant trade.
Yes.
The Astros have played one of the hardest schedules in baseball to this point, and they find themselves in first place in the American League West. Right? With I forget if it's the second or third best record in the American League. They play, according to record, the teams they play the rest of the year, they play the easiest schedule in baseball the rest of the season. So if you're looking for them to hang on to this lead, that's a good omen. Now, this week is not that. This week they play the Phillies and the Cubs, who this could be a preview of the World Series, either of these series. The Phillies and Cubs are both very good teams. Mm-hmm. The Phillies come into town tonight. But the thing that has Astros fans concerned in the last 24 hours has nothing to do with the Phillies nor the Cubs.
You were telling me this. You told me Jeremy Pena decided he was going to get himself an agent.
Jeremy Pena basically just dangled a big dollar sign medallion around his neck and wrote, "Pay me Strohs" on the back of his shoes because he signed with Scott Boras, the super agent. And optimistic Astro fans will point out, well, Scott Boras is the agent for Jose Altuve, and Jose Altuve has just made a cottage industry out of taking team-friendly deals and wanting to remain an Astro forever. Mm. I would counterpoint that and say he's also the agent for Alex Bregman.
Yes, he is.
Who left on a total soldier of fortune mercenary deal to the Boston Red Sox in the offseason.
I think it goes either way. If you want to get money,
guys don't sign with Boras just as they're having good seasons so that they can stay on a team-friendly deal. Hunter Brown did this last year. By the way, Kyle Tucker returns to Houston on Friday.
Yes.
With the Cubbies.
Please welcome him.
He and Ryan Presley. The team announced yesterday, I saw it in their press release for the upcoming week of baseball, Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley will both get a tribute before the game on Friday.
Nice!
That's what happens. When guys leave, they come back, you get a video.
Hospitality,
yeah.
Y'all.
If you smell...
I hope someday...
Sean...
if I'm ever not here anymore, but I walk back in the building, no there's chance. A video waiting for me on the no TV screen out there. That's you don't think you, you maybe you guys can
you,
do it for
no,
me?
No, no, no. I'll make you.
A you make me a video? Yeah, yeah.
Frankly,
I mean, I want to be here for a long, long time. But if I ever, if I'm ever not, but I get invited back, you know, just for lunch or something, I want a video, a highlight of me just with headphones talking into a microphone. In the lobby. Welcome back, Sean. Here's what you did while you were here. Kyle Tucker's hitting bombs. Presley's striking guys out. I'm there screaming lame jokes into a microphone with my headset on.
Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I was about to get on you like, Frito, what's the one rule I have when we go out to eat? And then I was thinking, God, no wonder you don't listen to me. But well, seriously, like...
Also, there's so many rules.
One rule. One rule. But you're right. Actually, Lord. I do think there's more than one. But what's my big thing about eating out?
Okay. The biggest one is probably when they bring the food out.
Mm-hmm.
And if they bring my food out and are still getting yours... situated to wait until
all
of the food is out.
All of your friends have been served.
Everyone has been served to eat.
I mean, I really don't care if you, like, that's just a big thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, if I get served and you don't have your food, mm-hmm. I will just sit there forever.
Which I think is stupid.
Presumably.
I think it's stupid.
I know you do. You're very vocal about it, but just you don't eat until all of your friends are served.
Just eat and...
My mom
and,
teaches small children and...
Oh, Lord. Now, I know.
It has stuck with me forever.
I know.
But it's very awkward.
Yes.
Really for everyone involved.
Yeah.
So a new study looked into that. So it found that many people hold themselves to stricter standards than they expect from others.
Oh.
Which I just said
okay.
I do.
Okay.
And it isn't just your preference. So in a survey of hundreds of people across 91 countries, 91% reported that waiting for others to receive their food before eating is expected. When you're the person with food in front of you, you might feel uncomfortable about being watched while eating, guilty about seeming inconsiderate,
right.
or anxious about appearing rude. So it's easy to follow the norm and wait. But when you see someone else in the same situation... You can't process the intensity of that emotion. So you might sense them feeling awkward. So that's when you say, no, it's no big deal.
Go ahead
before it gets cold.
That's the thing, though, Katie. Whenever you do this habit and try to abide by it, people will try to talk you out of doing it. And then you're like, do I cave? Or do I just, oh, no.
Well, okay.
Oh, no. Because my thing is, oh, great,
well,
cool, let's
eat. You're like, I was going to do it without your permission.
I gave you my, you said don't. Like, it's just, it's impossible to win.
So it's awkward because there's a disconnect between what you feel
yes.
and how you perceive other people's feelings in the same situation.
Did you know you can train bees?
Sounds about right.
No, really. I mean, did you know?
Anything can be a weapon if you use it correctly.
A 70-year-old Spanish beekeeper.
A 70-year-old? All right. I'm invested.
He gets stopped by police because he wasn't wearing... I forget. Like, something dumb. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt or whatever. And they come up to the window and they're like, sir, have you been drinking? Because they smell alcohol. And so they give him a breathalyzer test. And this dude is... Lit. He is so trash. 0.38, Katie.
That's
insanely drunk.
That's a lot.
Insanely drunk. And so the officers couldn't even believe it. They're like, how are you still conscious, sir?
Right.
Can you do that test again so we can confirm the reading? That's when the old man got really upset and he started threatening death on the officers involved.
Okay, well.
Which will get you arrested.
Not something you should be doing.
Before they could even react, he went to the back of his van and set the bees on them.
I'm sorry.
Fly.
He's that
fly, my pretties.
And he's just like, hobbling around, like
staggering around, and then you
no
let
one
him
thought
get to
like
bees.
Figure out what was in the back of his car.
You had they to see like, the back this? Of you had to know, and there had to be a sign or something like crazy old man's honey or something like that that was on the side of that truck. He walks to the back, opens it up, and then the bees do what the bees do. They had to flee the scene and take refuge in the nearby restaurant because the bees had that man's back. Now, eventually, they obviously got free.
Did they really?
I don't know. Do you? I mean, or were they just angry at whoever was in back of that truck was going to catch the wrath? I would like to believe that's the case, but that dude seemed way too confident. He was like, I'm going to get you. He went straight to that door. That is true power.
These are crazy. I remember when Queen Elizabeth died.
Yeah.
The royal beekeeper had to go.
That's right.
The bees.
Yeah, he had to go.
To like whisper to the bees.
See what I mean?
To like see if they would even stay.
You gotta bargain with them.
It's gone.
Exactly. Maybe they just say, whatever.
Peace out.
Going to Spain. Maybe these are the same bees. How do we know? Have a great day. See you back on the radio tomorrow.